following program is a collection of Stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell because the thing isn't right there. This guy's Jason Bruno because his thing is not there. Because Jason took him off so he could make fun little clips and stuff. So just making sure everybody knows who we are.
Dude, that was good. I liked it.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, dude. So I'm not obviously in my normal office.
I couldn't tell.
I am. Yeah, right. So I have my Bluetooth headset in, right?
Yeah.
And listening to the theme song through these headphones, man, that thing bumps.
I told you.
It doesn't
bump in your podcast headphones?
Nah.
You got shitty podcast headphones on.
Well, I don't have the bass turned up in them. I don't need the bass turned up.
I don't have the bass turned up.
Like Barry White and shit.
I don't have the bass turned up. I just have my headphones on.
What kind of headphones you got?
Tascam.
Well, you know what? Fine. I got a shitty pair of headphones, but I'll tell you, it was banging in these, okay? So
yeah, no, it's a banger for sure. So I want to our Spotify Wrapped came out today.
Oh yeah, let's go over that.
So first of all, I mean, last week was Thanksgiving. I mean, we always thank our listeners and everything, but I wanted everybody to know that we are thankful in Thanksgiving spirit for them. And going through our Spotify Wrapped was kind of nice. So we gained a lot of
What is the Spotify Wrapped? Explain that real quick.
So basically, anybody that has Spotify, you're getting your little list, like how many times you listen to this song, how many minutes of this group you listen to, what's your playlist, all that stuff, right? So Spotify does the same thing for the podcast because we are on the Spotify for Podcasters platform, which is obviously owned by Spotify. It used to be called Anchor. They changed the name now to Spotify for Podcasters. So we get the same thing. They give us a rundown of our year, tells us our, all our stuff. So in 2023, 60% of our listeners discovered us. So that means we had a lot of new listeners this year, which is pretty awesome. So all of you newbie listeners, we appreciate you jumping on board. Hopefully you're enjoying it. Hopefully you stayed with it and are still listening. We were streamed in 31 countries last year. Obviously, America being the most with 77%. I didn't get a breakdown of the other ones.
Damn, dude, you didn't even look to see where else.
Well, I know where we are. We're USA first, and then it's the UK, and then Australia and Canada are the top four.
I thought Canada would be number two. All right, cool.
No, it used to be number two, but we started making bigger strides in the UK, like a year or so back or whatever. So one of the cool things that I think is, we started doing these, posting the videos to Spotify, right? So people could actually kind of like Joe Rogan, right? They could actually watch the podcast on Spotify while they're listening to it or whatever. So in 2023, we made 8 of those video episodes because, again, we only just started doing it not too long ago. And they were in the top 15% of most viewed videos. So I'm guessing that's all of Spotify. I don't know. I don't know if it's,
I like that number. So I'm going
to go. I don't know how to interpret it. I'm going to interpret it that way. So pat on the back for us there. We had 38% growth this year over last year. And followers. So that's nice. A lot of people following us on Spotify. Hopefully they're watching. Our podcast for 531 of our Spotify fans was the top 10. So we ranked in their top 10 podcast list for 531 fans. For 390 of our fans, we ranked in the top 5 podcast for them that they listen to. And then for 123 of our fans, we are the number 1 podcast that they listen to. So thank you to all of you guys and gals. Our top fans listened 3.2 times more than any other listener for the podcast. So awesome. We appreciate that. And we had 65% joined us for the first time this year of our listeners from Spotify. So appreciate that. Now, these numbers are awesome and everything like that. I wish Apple would do something similar because our Apple percentage is like 80% of our listeners listen on Apple and 20% are listening on Spotify. So where maybe somebody follows us on Spotify, but they're really because they're like sharing following us everywhere. Maybe they follow the podcast on Spotify to give us that bump, but they're really listening to us on Apple. So I don't know how that does, but I like those numbers. I mean, positives over last year is always good. Mm-hmm. I was looking at it. So we're 115,936 total listens all time. We started the year at 70. So we're a little less than 5,000 5,000 listens away from hitting 50,000 total listens this year, which would be awesome because I think last year, I think we did about 50,000 listens. So it'd be nice to kind of match that, match last year's total listens. So yeah, with all that being said, we appreciate you listening. Thank you. It's a good way to end the year. Now we can.
It makes Alex happy.
Now we can go pass our cup around and do the old, please, sir, give us some money so we can do some cool stuff next year.
Yeah.
But we got a cool episode tonight. So I don't want to hold out too much longer. So you guys all know the podcast, the website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. It is the best website ever. And mainly that's because it has the links to us where you can find us. Dude, tired already?
Dude, it's been a hell of a night last night. I'm not in my house. I'm not getting good sleep.
Light yawn in the middle of a podcast, bro.
Dog.
All right, links to go find us, preferred vendor page. It's got links to all their websites with their coupon codes. Hopefully everybody bought some Black Friday stuff. I'm sure you didn't use our codes, but because Black Fridays were probably better. But now that Black Friday is done and over with, go and use our codes. Spend some money
with them
so that hopefully they'll spend some money with us next year. We give you that funny hashtag money funny. And in the merch store, sold a couple of things this week. So appreciate you guys who bought stuff. It's awesome. We are streaming live on YouTube. Detail Solutions Podcast is our channel. There he goes again. Count the yawns versus the ums tonight. And in TikTok, we are on TikTok, the Detail Solutions Pod. I tried to go live on there this morning. Apparently, everybody was working and didn't want to get on. If you're going to MTE this February 1st through the 3rd, 2024, beautiful Orlando, Florida, come see me and Jason. Use the code DSP15. You'll save 15% off. Again, I'm just going to throw it out there. Detail Person of the Year. I'm just throwing my hat in the ring. If you want to nominate me, that'd be awesome. I mean, I think I fit the criteria of improving upon the industry or helping in the industry with this podcast. And I don't think the golden mic is out yet, but obviously when the golden mic comes out, please, I do not want to lose again by one vote. Go share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you are listening to us. Please leave us a review. It would be awesome. We'll be right back with Kirk Evans from Detailers of the Roundtable. And we're going to give him some heat. So we'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah. So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper is giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right, and we're back with Kirk Evans, a.k.a. King Arthur, Knights of the Round Table. How you doing, buddy?
That's it. Good, man. How are you?
Good, man. You know,
I was in the lobby enjoying my tacos and watching the commercials.
Nice. Good. Nice.
So come be a guest on this podcast. The lobby's great. Yeah,
yeah, we're trying to keep that green room stocked, you know, with all the good stuff. So,
yeah. So yeah, I don't have a sweet backdrop, so
drop
the ball.
So I finally got to meet you at SEMA. We were both at the System X party, and it was very cool talking to you. And you know, that's where we kind of, you know, pitched this idea to each other of having you come on and, you know, take all the punches of you know, why does the detail industry need, you know, another group that, you know, is going to elevate, raise, you know, training levels and things like that. So, I mean, first and foremost, man, for anybody who doesn't know what Detailers of the Roundtable are, give us a lowdown on that first, you know, what you guys are doing over there.
Yeah. So real quick, we started it as elevation for training, and we saw a kind of a need for that. And also we saw a lot of industry walls being put up at a lot of the meet and greets and a lot of the industry shows, and they kind of clicked up. You saw people clicking up and kind of like ganging up in their gangs, not negatively, but I mean, I felt like that divided it a little bit. I was like, hey guys, you're the 1% of the industry here. So let's work together. And the more popular we can make the detail industry, everybody wins. There's plenty of food at the table for everybody. So, you know, we just kind of saw that need, and that developed into what we're doing today. Which is not just trainings, but we're building what we're calling the detail portal. And, we lost him.
He's back. I got a ghost in the house or something?
No, man, that's China.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I mean, we had that earlier. Yeah, Russia earlier, so it's China this time. I mean,
that was weird. I don't know. I didn't even touch anything. Sorry to interrupt you with disappearing there for a second.
You're fine. So we're going to be building what we're calling the detail portal. And what that is, if you're a small shop owner, but you have the ability to land a big job, say an overspray job, they spray a water tower and overspray 150 cars. Your little two-man shop won't be able to handle that. But if you plug in details or roundtable, if you come to one of our trainings, you're able to enter that portal and you can go on there under contract and hire vetted individuals out of the industry to come fly out and do that job. All of a sudden, you have the manpower of professionals that can get the job done. And it's great time. You know, for me, when I visit people, even if I'm working, it recharges the batteries. And that's what I've learned by networking and coming to trainings and coming to the trade shows and everything. It really kind of recharges your batteries. Yeah, and when you get back, it avoids burnout. And I saw that was a really common thing happening is people burning out. I recognized it. I've been through it. So, you know, about 2 years ago, I decided to start going to these trade shows and see what the other side of the industry had to offer and not just be a detailer. I've owned my own business for 23 years. So I've been big and back small again. And I really just wanted to travel and meet some professionals. So that's kind of the gist of it, if you will, the elevator discussion of it. So
yeah,
it goes deeper than that, but
no, that's good because I like what you
how
said
much
there.
Deeper how much deeper
oh it goes deep
Well, let's go deep. I ain't a virgin. Let's go deep.
Oh, I'm not ready.
Well, I liked what you said there about the, you know, the reset by going to these trade shows and things like that, because that's the one thing that I've constantly, you know, talked about on this podcast and preached about it to me is, you know, to MTE especially, because I mean, that's in our backyard. We go to that every year regardless, but for me, it is a soul reset, right? Especially right at the beginning of the year, you know, you've just come off, you know, typically fourth quarter for most people is kind of a downtime. You know, you've got a lot of holiday stretch going on, things like that. You know, you're just end of the year. You just can't wait for the year to be done. You're starting off the year trying to be, you know, in high hopes, and you go to something like MTE and you get to see, you know, your friends and your brothers and your compadres and, you know, all that stuff. You get the hugs from Levi that last, you know, like 10 minutes, you know, and, you know, shaking hands and all that stuff. It's just good for the soul, right? Like you go back to work and you're refreshed. And honestly, like that's what I liked about this year with Jason and I going to SDC. You know, even though SDC was, you know, kind of a little bit of a flop or let down, as people said, I still loved it because again, I got that time to talk to people that maybe I don't talk to on a regular basis or an everyday basis, you know. And we got to, you know, ask questions and network and just hang out. And again, it was a good middle of the year reset. And then coming back from SEMA, you know, SEMA was a nice end of the year reset. So I like what you're saying there, that because that's huge. And I think a lot of people don't understand that, you know, it's like, oh, why do I need to go to these places kind of thing, you know, like for that reason specifically.
Well, I don't want people to get the cost of these things to be in the way of you coming to them, because it's going to be advantageous for you to come to them. Because like you said, the energy, you feed off the energy, you get good ideas. You're talking to very skilled people. You can share ideas, good, bad, or ugly, and improve your skill set. And networking, it lets your customer know, hey, this guy's working on himself. He's working on his career. He's working on training. And that will drive business to you. So it's not in vain. It's not just for that. It's got a lot of benefits. But yeah, man, even the meet and greets, like you said, SDC was more of a meet and greet. You know, it was mainly the industry there. So, which was great. I love doing that too. So I see that happening a lot more too, with some meet and greets, just to meet up and chit chat and kind of just say what's going on. It's hard to do that online. You don't get that one-on-one interaction. So, and I'm learning how to communicate through video and text calls and stuff too, but I'm a more, you know, in-person guy. So
yeah. That's what I like to do too. I mean, I'm a big call you on the phone because I just hate texting unless I'm unless I just don't feel like talking at the time. But I want to know why Detailers of the Roundtable. Like, where did that like whole knights and, you know, guild and, you know, stuff come from? I mean, are you guys like big King Arthur fans? Like,
not at all. Not even in the least. You know, it's a strange story, and we're talking about MTE. It was actually MTE last year. Okay. It was kind of rolled around in our heads before that, but literally we were out when trainings were going on. We were sitting having breakfast and a few drinks that morning, and we were sitting at a round table, and Barry Thiel came up and he said, "Hey guys, what's going on?" You know, big personality.
Yeah.
He bought us a few drinks there and said, "Hey, thanks a lot." He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "We're having Detailers of Roundtable training here. So I'm going to send out these certificates. We're having a good, meeting of the minds." And it kind of just was a napkin idea, kind of a joke, as we talked about it. As we fleshed it out, I was like, that's kind of cool. That may be a good idea there. And with the roundtable came the knights and the royalty and everything. So there was a lot of lingo that went along with it that just kind of filled that void. And it just, we didn't know what we were going to name it, but actually Tate Trout said, "Hey, why don't we just call it, Detailers of Roundtable?" Because that's where we started, right?
Right.
And then allowed us to get all the names, the shops, the guilds, and royalty and apprentice and different things like that to kind of fit the bill. And it was unique, right? So it kind of had good branding that way. And our swag can be cool. We can do some cool t-shirts and stuff. Right. And that's fun to do. And that wasn't a goal.
I think you guys should do like some polisher jousting at the next event.
We thought about doing something cool like that. I don't know what that looks like, but rock 'em, sock 'em. We might get a big event, and there's a little table we come up to and like punch it out. It's like, "All right, guys, if you got a problem, let's hash it out here on the rock 'em, sock 'em," right?
No, I mean, I like the idea because growing up, I liked the King Arthur, tales and fable and stuff, and would read a lot of kind of the books and the stories on King Arthur and Knights of the Round Table and everything. So I mean, I like that, because of it. So I was just kind of curious. So Jason, I know you're chomping at the bit.
I got some. So how do you join?
Welcome to the roast of Kirk Evans.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. You got your fireproof suit on.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'll turn the air on so you can heat me up.
We'll start a little easy. So like how do you join the Details of the Round Table?
Yeah, you can go detailersroundtable.com. Anybody who can become a member is just a knight in good standing. And when you come to a training, you get a certified knight. So you've been vetted and you're able to enter into the detail portal at that time and work your way up to royalty. And royalties are trainers, are vetted trainers. So it's kind of like the RT of the IDA that we can host these events. And we're working on that foundation. More so than anything, the admins and the royalty and everything. So when we can replicate our training, it's the same product, whether you get it in Florida or out on the West Coast in California, we were going to run off the same SOP and everything so they can get, the same quality training across the board. And that's a lot of logistics. I mean, it gets very difficult, and this thing has grown more than we anticipated. And there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of people involved. And it's just taking some time to convey our vision and that message across. And gaining some traction. So that's why I welcome this podcast, because I know the hardest thing is portraying that vision to people. So, I said, man, I want the good, bad, and ugly, whatever that looks like. So, when you sign up, we're working on member benefits. So you can have discounts on products that are guild members. We're working on access where you have discounts on insurance and maybe even healthcare accessibility there too. Because that's one thing as a detailer. You don't have healthcare, right? As an entrepreneur. So as a big group in numbers, we can actually, flood the market and maybe get a good rate so we can get some, healthcare coverage. That's a big thing, in a field or industry that's not quite recognized as a trade yet, but we like to push it that way. And if we can assist in that way and help young guys and make really bright individuals, the detail industry more attractive and have an outlet to get those things. I mean, I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. So I mean, listen, I'll give you a point for the healthcare thing. I think that's something I haven't heard anybody else talk about trying to do. And I definitely will. I'll slide a point over to your side on that.
I'm not on fire yet, right?
Yeah.
So with your ranking system, how does a detailer rank up? I know you just touched on it like very briefly, like when you join, you become part of like the detail porter and everything like that. So how does one like move from like a knight to royalty pretty much?
Yeah, so there's going to be a step in between. We're going to call nobles, which is the someone that shows promise, that has the attributes of a leader, that can has a good skill set, people skills, a well-rounded individual, right? That can eventually be trained. Not quite there yet. Has a lot of maybe a little green that this needs mentoring and pushing in that direction. And then once they get it down, they can move up into royalty. And our royalty is going to be a paid position for our trainers. So this isn't going to be a volunteer basis. We want to give an option for seasoned veterans to make an income off this too, and be able to, what I call, passing the torch. You know, it's not doing us any good to hold on this information in and not pass it to the next guy. And that's how industry dies. And if we just can't hold on to these secrets, I mean, we just need to share them, because like I said, the more popular we make the industry, everybody wins. I mean, it's good for everybody. It's good for you guys. Your podcast numbers go up, products start to sell more, and you know, it makes the pro detailer more attractive instead of just the bucket washer, you know? So that's hard. And we're trying to set that example up too, and not to negate anything anybody has done up to this point, because the forefathers, everything has paved the way to us. We're not starting from scratch. There's a good foundation. The IDA has did leaps and bounds for that too. And we're working alongside them as well and getting a lot of insight, and got some mentors there that can help us out.
Yeah. Randy would love to talk with you and see maybe if he can get three of you guys in the Fishing Keeping It Real tournament for MTE. So I'll connect you guys.
Okay.
So, Randy, I'll get Kirk your information or whatever. So my question with the whole royalty thing is, because this is always the thing that I, you know, when people ask me like, Alex, you know, like I really want to do a training, but like, where do I go? Right. And obviously it's do your due diligence, you know, mm-hmm. But what makes your royalty trainers qualify to be trainers? Like, how do you guys pick who you have in that training group and go, okay, these are our royalty guys, our training guys, because it's, Anybody can say like, you know, hey, come to my shop and, you know, give me $500 and I'll train you over the weekend, right? Like,
right, yeah.
Call themselves a trainer.
So what we had to do was rely on our immediate circle, the people that we knew that could produce, that had good ethics and good work ethic, good people skills and everything. And then inside that circle, that individual may know somebody that is inside a whole nother circle that may know somebody else. And so that's how we're growing our platform. But it's a lot of vetting, right? So they have to show up. We have to go through them. Some people we can move up to royalty pretty quick because we know them in our area. And sometimes if you don't have that contact, you have to get to know the individual and see what their skill set is and see if you guys mesh. If we don't mesh, that's okay. This probably won't be for everybody. And that's totally cool. And there's a spot for everybody. We just wanted to make another space that would be good for the industry as a whole. And working on those royalty members, that's your mentors, your admins for these events. That's going to handle our chats and our videos and everything that we do as we grow. And we're trying to build whatever their skill set is. We want to plug them into that, whatever their strong suit is. You know, if I'm not really good at something, why would I struggle through it when I can hire somebody or bring somebody in that's really good at that? So before you know it, you build a super team. So if I've got a really good quality, I want to really push that. That's what I want to do in the organization. If I'm really crappy at something, I need to find somebody that's really good at that. So we build a team, and it's never about one guy or one lady. It is a team effort. This has to be a big thing in order for it to work. It has to be a lot of people sharing the vision and pushing the industry in the positive spot.
Right. Let's jump into a commercial break real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll give you a little bit of time.
Ask some more questions.
Yeah, we'll give you time to cool down. And, you know, chill out in the ice water.
Good.
Yeah, get some ice water. You know, chill out in the waiting room. We'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
Okay. So before we start this, because I know Randy's watching right now, I'm going to give him a big fuck you, because he just texted me and goes, "Why can't your beard look like his?" That is
I lost the point, I think.
That is the roughest fucking thing I've ever heard. That hurt my feelings, because I work hard on this.
I got so you. We'll have a beard. We'll have a beard training. Phenomenal. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. Alex, you were talking about the training too. I want to touch on that again. And part of the trainers too, they may already be a trainer for their company, or may already be a trainer for their guild, right? So we're going to utilize them as trainers as well, especially if we're doing say we're bringing out a certain ceramic company, their trainers will be there as well too. So, and we can hire them on a separate basis. So a lot of these individuals are already working on being trainers already. So they kind of fit the bill. Okay. We just got Jason Rose on with Rupes and Sarah as well. So they're jumping on. We're going to be doing some co-events with them and hopefully with many other companies. So that kind of fills that gap until we can grow. So it's not an immediate light switch. It's going to take some foundation building.
Yeah, no. And like I said, I mean, I was just kind of curious because, you know, again, that's the one thing that always, you know, I think, you know, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, like kind of on a separate note, like I'm looking for somebody to help me with podcasting. Right. But it's like, who do you go to? It's kind of the same thing with the detail guys, right? Like you see all these guys that are like, oh, you know, buy my training or whatever, and I'll teach you how to get, you know, this many more followers in your pot. You know, it's kind of the same thing as the, like, I'll get you 30 more coatings a month or whatever kind of guys. Right. Like, you know, it's like, how do you find the right one? So that's why I wanted to ask, like, how you guys are doing.
Yeah. How do you prove value and everything?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Because again, the trainings,
anybody can go on Facebook and go, hey, for $500, you come to my shop and I'll train you for the weekend. But what do you, I'm gone again.
Crickets.
I'm You're gone right. again. Dude, it's my camera for some reason. but yeah, I mean, it's, you know, so anybody can do that. So that's why, you know, like I look at it and go, okay, well, if you're going to go somewhere and do a training, like, you know, what are you getting out of it? I mean, I look at like the guys with Gloss U, you know, I mean, like unbelievable trainers, you know, the Rupaz Academy, unbelievable trainers, Rennie Doyle and the Detailing Success, unbelievable trainers, like things like that. So, you know, so yeah, that's why I was just asking. I wanted to see how
we got to prove ourselves. We're new, right? So, I mean, we have to prove inherent value for you to spend not only your money, but your time away from your business. Right. And we want to be aware of that, that is a sacrifice. You're making a sacrifice to better yourself. So you're leaving your business, your child, if you will, at home, and you're going away to try to better yourself.
Yeah.
And even if you're a seasoned veteran detailer, you're always going to pick up on little nuggets in these classes too. That's going to improve your skill set, whether it be in business or working on doing business classes as well. Explain software, the importance of that, websites, not just hands-on detailing. We're doing a lot of classroom work as well, which is left out in a lot of trainings. Not all, you know, the upper echelon has a lot of classroom work, which can be a little bit monotonous, but give it some time that absorbs in. You know, everyone learns differently. Some people are hands-on, some people are visual, some people like reading notes. And if we try to compile that all together where they have a reference to go back with their SOP, or they have short videos, or you know, work phone call away. So we just don't train you and drop you. It's a group where we're going to mentor you and continue to support you as well. And that's where we're trying to build that group up. So it's not all on one person's shoulders, you know, whoever you click with, you know, the best you can get in contact with.
Yeah. Now, and are you guys going to have like a training facility, or do you guys have a place where you are doing trainings, or is this going to be more of like a pop-up where, you know, like, hey, you know, I don't know. There's this event going on this weekend, and we're going to be there doing a training, or, you know, MTE, we're going to take over somebody's shop in Orlando and we'll do a training, or, you know, something along those lines. Or how are you guys going to plan on doing it?
Well, kind of all those things. We are actually, our second phase of thing is going to build a facility here in Middle Tennessee. It's kind of central east, right? You know, it's kind of close to everything. So we'll be doing that. But in the meantime, we're going to be doing what we're called certified shops, where we go out to those individual shops that's already a royalty member, and they can host trainings there at their facility that has the right products, that has the right equipment, the right amount of space. Entertainment in that area too is important, because it's just not about the training. It's kind of like a work vacation. You know, it's a good time to go out and say, you know, go to Topgolf you know, hit some balls, or go bowling, or go out to eat. That's important to have that in Cumberson at the same time too. So it's multifold there. So we're going to certified shops across the U.S. Now, which we have several inbound with that, but we have to show up and do what's going to be a trainer's training. So everyone that's royalty, they come to a facility and we kind of get our SOP down. So that product will be the same across the board, no matter where you are. I always use the analogy, you know, you go to McDonald's anywhere in the U.S. and get a Big Mac. It's a Big Mac, right?
Yeah.
You know what you're expecting.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, that's what we're trying to portray. So no matter what training you're going to, if I'm there or another certified trainer's there, another royalty trainer's there, they can do the same product and get the same value and the same quality at any other training. So you're not located, you're not locked into having to travel across the U.S. if you don't have to, you know. And that still be an option as well too. So we're trying to make it more flexible. So when you're away from your shop, maybe you can drive, maybe you can stay at the house and you can drive there, and you don't have the flight and the hotel stays and everything too. So I think it's vital to be aware of everyone's time, time and money.
No, that's good.
I would say that's a really good thing to be aware of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So if somebody's looking at this, right, and they go, okay, but there's the IDA too. Like, what separates you guys from what the IDA is doing? Because it sounds very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
well, there's a lot of similarities. There are.
And again, I mean, no disrespect to the IDA at all. I mean, we've fallen in and out of love with each other, and we've, you know, done that whole dance and everything, but the one thing that always comes up with the IDA is that it just doesn't seem to move along. It doesn't do this. It doesn't do that. You know, for all the good intentions that it has, there's a lot of like, where has it really kind of gone? It seems like it's such a slow snail pace to get things done. So how do you guys separate yourselves from the IDA, or, you know, be better than, or
well, I think how do you sell this to somebody who's in the detailing industry, like how do you sell the details of the round table to a right. detailer when they have yeah. other options?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a lot of similarities. We exist in the same space, right? And I think with the IDA, just like with our organization as well, a lack of manpower to do all these jobs is really hard. It's a lot of logistics. It's a lot of moving parts. We're not in one big room. We're spread out across the U.S. So communication is hard. You know, getting on phone calls or getting on Zoom calls, that's tough. And we're seeing that with us too, even at a smaller scale. So we're actually trying to work alongside the IDA and do co-host events with them as trainings as well. We're trying to get our trainers on the RT program as well, so we can train those that are holding a training. So we're almost like a complement to that when needed. Okay. So that's one side of things we're doing, because we never want to negate anything they're doing. We want to help raise the bar, and you know, we're helping each other along. So if we're falling down, they can pick us up. If they're falling down, maybe we can plug in and help them out as well too. So that's always been the plan. It's never wanted to compete or be a replacement for the IDA. I think the IDA has a good stronghold with that, and it's great. In fact, the roundtable is an IDA member as well. So we joined the IDA to show, you know, to show that unity there. Okay. And basically we're more training oriented. The convenience of training, even though the IDAs are trainers too, but we're trying to accentuate that, you know, make that bigger and grow that.
Gotcha.
And I think what made it unique from the get-go is developing that detail portal. And it's going to take some time to get that groundwork going, but how beneficial is that to have a little shop? I have access to a bunch of pros.
Yeah.
You know, and they can book through our website, and we can pay through them, make sure our logistics are proper, insurance is paid up, because we want to operate under proper business practices. There's no under the table anything. Everything's up front. We want to be transparent. You know, if I'm doing something wrong, I want you to call me out on it, and then I'll evaluate it. You know, of course, you get hate, you get love, and you get good ideas and bad ideas. So it's not just me. We have weekly board meetings that we talk about everything. If something comes up and say, we've got a hole in our ship, we got to plug that hole, right? And yeah. we brainstorm, we try to get a solution to that problem. So it's ever developing. I mean, it's really developed more in the past few months than it has. We've only been at this 7 months, guys. So this is a large leap in a short period of time. We did our soft launch at SDC. So this is kind of proof of concept. And we weren't ready. We weren't ready for the influx. I had no idea that there might be a need for it. So we really had to take a step back and redevelop our game plans. Like, okay, we've got to get these, you know, our foundation taken care of and right, because growing too fast is just as dangerous as no growth at all. Because if you're not putting out a good product, you're looking crummy across the board, you know? So we want to get that quality. So people expected more trainings right away. I said, hey guys, just hold on. We're ramping up to that. We're getting our foundation, getting our trainers in place, and making sure we can give you a good quality product. Because you get one shot to do a first impression. If we let you guys down, you show up with high expectations and it's really bad, you know, it's going to be a bad stain on our appearance. So we want to make sure that we uphold that quality of service.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of first impressions, you know, one of the first impressions that I think a lot of us saw was the whole 1%, you know, topic. So, I mean, Jason, do you want to say your little,
I mean, 1%? I've read, you know, it says like we are the 1% of the industry that is here for the industry, the 1% of the industry that trains, operates under legitimate business practices and mentors under the same core values of honesty, integrity, resilience, and consistency. And that's great. I love the wording. I love it. But when I first read it, And I don't know, I'm not going to try to speak for other people, but I know some other people have shared the same sentiment, is the whole 1% thing. Like, from, and I wasn't mad at it, like when you first read it. My thing was, I looked at it from a marketing standpoint, where you're to me, when I first read it, I was like, you're almost alienating the majority of the industry calling yourself the 1% who wants to do this stuff, because we all know, all three of us sitting here and our viewers and listeners, they all know that there is definitely more than 1% of this industry who want to see it move forward, who want to, you know, train and operate under legitimate standards. And like, we see that with the IDA and what they try to do. And I emphasize the word try, And we see that with the Detail Mafia. And we see that with, is there another organization or is that really kind of it? I mean, those are the main two that I can come off with the top of my head. So right sure, there, that yeah. obviously is more than 1%.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. And it you know, where that derived from was, it was actually at SEC when we started talking about 1%. We never meant to make that exclusive whatsoever, mm-hmm. but we wanted to, the people that are at the trade shows and the trainings and they're actively working in the industry, that is a small percentage. We want to shift that 1% to where it's a larger majority, you know, so it makes this a professional field. So your guys that are, you know, just got $100 and get going with a bucket, you know, a bucket and some soap, which is great. You know, that's a good start, get going, but we want to raise the bar of professionalism. So the 1% is like, here's your best training. Here's the best people we have around to offer. And that includes everybody, you know, 1% for everybody. So I understand how that could be rubbed a little bit wrong. And we may evaluate how we do our wording there because I don't want that to be confusing, but I just wanted to make it more of an elite type status. I guess, hey, we want you in the 1%. We want you to be a part of it. Let's interact. Let's help this industry grow. Let's let people win. I never want to be a gatekeeper. I don't care if I mentor somebody else and they're way more successful or more skillful than I am. I want to celebrate their success and I'm going to cheer them on. I'll never say, oh, well, you're getting too close to where I am and knock you down. That's never what I wanted to do. So the wording, you know, that's something to evaluate. We may need to work on there. So,
yeah. I mean, the way that I kind of see it now is like you're saying, right? Like you want to elevate everybody into that 1%.
Right.
Like, you know,
make
you
don't that 1% like 50%. Right.
Right. So, right. Because I was kind of like Jason, when I read it, I was like, so what makes these guys the 1%? Right. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I look at, you know, myself or Jason or whatever. I mean, I feel like, you know, the connections that we've made through this podcast and the things that we've been able to do, I feel like we're 1%ers, right? But right, then I always get knocked down a peg or two when I go and I talk to somebody that I've never met before. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, like I host the Detail Solutions podcast. I'm like, never heard of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, here I am thinking I'm 1% of the detail industry and I'm not, right? And like, who's to say that that person doesn't think that they're the 1% of the detailing industry because of what they are? So that's kind of how I saw it when it came about. But, you know, talking with you at SEMA and then the way you explained it right now, like that definite elevate into like, hey, let's take, you know, everybody and let's put them in the country club, right? Let's make it all a big group party versus, you know, it's only these people that are normally.
Right. It was never meant to be arrogant in any manner. In fact, we have a saying that it's called low ego emissions. So, yeah. You know, you want to be humble, but not be a pushover, but, you know, be humble and receptive, listen to what people are saying, you know, whether they're more knowledgeable or not, they have something to offer. They're human beings. So, and you digest that. So that's never meant to be arrogant or, you know, we're better than anybody whatsoever. Yeah. And we'd explain that along in that sentence. We're not saying we're better than anybody. And that wasn't the point of it. But we probably could have done a better job conveying what we meant there. I agree with that.
Yeah. And you know, one of the other questions that I have is, you know, and it kind of, to me, kind of goes back to even the IDA, right? Like this whole code of ethics or core values or, you know, all this stuff that we're going to stand by, you know, is how do you guys look at that? Because, you know, like I put it in the description, right? Like to me, the detail industry is a group of mean girls, you know, there's always drama. There's always cattiness. I mean, good Lord, my co-host has been in his fair share of, you know, of it. So how do you guys, or how do you, or, you know, when you look at your members, you know, whether it's the royalty guys to the knights, to the guilds, to the apprentices, the whatever, like, how do you guys look at that? You know, especially when everything's always on Facebook, right? Like the arguments are always on Facebook. They're never at any of the events, right? Because at the events, it would be career suicide if you like get in somebody's face and start yelling at them and calling them out or whatever. So how do you guys look at that and kind of, you know, pull back the reins or the leash when you see one of your, you know, members.
How do you deal with a detailer who isn't displaying the details of the round table's core values?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, see, that's very difficult. And that's a great question. What we can do is make the accepted vernacular and raise the bar higher. And we can't police the industry. That's not our point. Yeah. We're not going to reprimand or anything. I'm there to mediate. You know, I'm a mediator if, you know, they've got some beefs or we can squash that. And I always said, hey, you don't have to love everybody or like everybody in a room.
No.
But you can be in a room and act like a professional, and nobody in that room should know that you two have a problem with each other.
Exactly.
And if it's anyone in my organization that is in the upper admin level, I'll evaluate that and we will hit that on the head because it won't be tolerated, especially in admins. But we can't police the whole industry. I mean, there's going to be beefs. But
no, I don't think we're asking about policing the whole industry. I think it's more policing your
If you see, you know, some, and it doesn't even have to be an admin. I mean, it doesn't even have to be royalty. I mean, it could be all the way down to a knight or somebody who's
because sign up with the details of the round table, you just like the IDA, you got to follow those core values. You know what I mean?
When
I joined the military, we had core values that we had to follow as well. Did people break them all the fucking time? Did I break them? Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah. And the way that it was handled in those situations, you know, first time you get a slap on the wrist, second time, you know, it's a little harsher punishment, the third time you're pretty much out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And we're going to work on that. We're developing that to what can be fair, or, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I hate to break it down as you're in timeout. Okay, listen, you're in timeout, and it's hard to choose those words. I'm pretty good. I'm empathetic to people's feelings and emotions or situations. Majority of this stuff usually is miscommunication. A lot of this back and forth is like manifested in their head. This guy said this. He probably said this. That's it, man. And a lot of it, all it takes is that link that joins those two together. But like, I still don't like that guy, but I get where he's coming from. And if we can just have a common understanding and raise the bar, what is accepted behavior, not only in our organization, but as the industry as a whole, that makes it more attractive for young guys or girls coming up to the industry. Say, hey, I want to do this as a career. If we're a bunch of yahoos out there arguing and it's drama and everything, what attracts new, young, brilliant people into the industry?
It's kind of like we were talking about before, right? It's the wild, wild west sometimes, you know. Yeah. Do you want to die on the Oregon Trail of dysentery, or do you want to live?
You just show your age, brother.
Exactly, right? Yeah. No, I mean, I guess sometimes the way that I look at, and I've reached out and kind of done this for battles or beefs or whatever that I've kind of seen that I know the people. Is, you know, sometimes you just wish, instead of everybody sitting back with the popcorn, you know, like meme, right? The popcorn meme and watching the, you know, you kind of wish that somebody would be like, wow, this is getting out of hand. It looks bad on everybody.
Somebody needs to
sit down, you know, and have a talk with these people. And I mean, and I've done that with Bruno. You know, he'll make a post, and I'm like, dude, why the fuck are you making this post?
Always on damage control. Yeah.
I will tell you straight up that when Alex kind of had me on a leash, it helped. Did I like it all the time? Yeah. Fuck no, because it was annoying fucking hearing him. Yeah. Oh, dude, shouldn't have done that. Or that was, you know, think about this.
And it helps holding each other accountable.
Right.
Love is accountability, right?
So right. Absolutely.
But that's where I wish the detail industry could do that on its own. So, I mean, as an organization, I would love to see that you guys would be able to do that, right? Because, I mean, I've seen beefs get pretty bad that I've actually reached out to one of the people and said, hey, man, you need to knock this off. And they didn't message me back. So I went to somebody within their, you know, circle group and said, hey, you need to go check on your boy, you know, because he's about to make everybody look really bad. Right. You know, and that's kind of how I wish detailers would be. I mean, if you see people getting into that, instead of posting the meme where you're popping sitting back and watching, if you know those people, you have a connection with those people, go out and say something. You know, I think that would definitely maybe help. Because again, a lot of it is context of text. I tell Bruno that all the time. It's my favorite Key and Peele skit, you know, when.
If we could all read each other's brains, it would be a problem. A lot of it is we're assuming that the other person knows all the information, and we assume wrong the majority of the time. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I can't help unless I know there's a beef going on I'm not even aware of. I'm chumming up with both these guys, and they're stabbing each other in the back. You know, yeah. I have no idea. So a lot of it is communication. That's hard. So always want to have an open line of communication and always be a middleman to make that happen if I can. And as well as the other admins and Founders Club members and royalty organization as a whole, we really want to set that precedent. But it's no easy task, guys. This isn't going to be done overnight. Oh,
no, absolutely.
You know, but that's the direction we want to try to move. And it's contagious. You know, love is contagious. And you know, the positive energy is contagious. If we can shift off that negative demeanor, I think we can improve not just our organization, but the industry that I love as a whole. And it makes it better. And it makes it a true trade that people can say, I'm a professional detailer.
Right.
You know, because I've been at it 23 years. And when I started, everybody hated everybody. You had no help. There was no trainings. There was no guides. There wasn't anything. I mean, you could pop on YouTube, but that wasn't any help, right? You know, there wasn't, how do you run business? So if I can save somebody 5 or 10 years of not making the same mistakes I made, you know, and give them a leg up and the support system, doesn't that grow the industry as a attractive trade for people if they got that assistance? I think so.
Yeah. Randy's got a nice little point here. Just keep it positive. That's all we need to do. Who cares? Who cares what everybody else thinks about you or says about you?
That's it, man. Just shrug it off. You got to like a duck's back and just let it roll off your back. I mean, you just can't get hung up on every detail.
As the great warrior princess once, Taylor Swift once said, you just got to shake it off.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, God. Don't start it.
We'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new mitt on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two-bucket system. Glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes, and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we'll not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. We're back.
And we're back.
We're back. All right. So this is pretty much.
I got one more question.
I got one more. Okay.
Yes. Shoot.
All right.
So I know you kind of touched on it a little bit in the beginning, but where do you see details of the round table in like 5 years?
Well, we're actually projecting that now, and that was part of the slowdown and building up the structure. So we want to work on at the state level and the federal level to make this a recognized trade. So these students that show interest in this trade, they can get funding to be able to go to a training or a more extensive training. And that's where our facility hopefully comes into play, that they can come out for 6 months 12 months and work at a production shop, because there's only so much you can learn in a 3, 4, or 5 day training. But once you get hands on, you see what it's rolling. There's so many things that you can deal with that hands on. That would be the pop dream, I guess. That's the direction we're heading. It is a huge feat. The IDA is working on that too. And it's probably going to take more than one or two organizations on the same team pushing it in that direction to make it work. So if we can be a small cog to the big machine, and that's influential and beneficial for the industry, that's what we're trying to do. And hopefully still we're going to be holding trainings. Our detail portal will be, you know, we'll have a strong network by then. And hopefully people take advantage of that to help push their business and succeed. If they're a smaller shop, or help them grow, right? So they can take big jobs. They don't have to say no to some big money jobs just because they don't have the manpower.
Right. I got one more. Actually, I just thought of it. So again, I mean, you know, the biggest complaint with the IDA, right, is it's all voluntary basis, right? So,
right.
You know, it gets worked on when it gets worked on. So again, with you guys all being business owners and things like that, how much time are you guys dedicating to this to be able to move it forward and be able to do the things that needs to be done, and not just kind of like, well, shit, I didn't get to, you know, my round table stuff today because my shop was more important, or my family, right. You know, things of that nature.
Well, that's ever developing. I think my time is starting to pour into it more. There's heavy days and light days. And I always want to give those individuals attention, whether it's making phone calls or answering questions or setting up trainings, you know, getting contracts with guilds or whatever that looks like. I think that's going to be different per individual and organization because their skill set's different. You know, the committees that are going to be ahead's not quite at a full fruition yet. So they're kind of in idle and working on that. So it grows into more time on an individual basis. And there is a lot of volunteer work right now. Our board isn't getting paid anything. We're brainstorming. We have a solid meeting, about a 1 hour meeting a week. And we have a group that we chat with throughout the week as ideas pop up. And as that fleshes out, hopefully those board members can run the committees or anything, and there'll be other people under them to also be doing that work. But the money will come when you show up at the events. That's really, you know, it's hurry up and wait. It's a lot of time in, no money. Okay, I got some money, you know, and of course, heavier involvement, the more money you can make with it too. It's a lot of moving parts. So it's kind of a broad question. I know that didn't answer it.
But it kind of did. I mean, it at least lets me know that you guys are, you know, that you do take it serious as you can with it, you know, again, being new, and that it's not just kind of a, you know, oh, I'll make some time here, or I'll make some time there kind of thing for it, you know.
I try to keep it within business hours and run it like a business.
Yeah.
If someone messages me after hours, I have a family. I think family's important. My faith is important. And I won't let things like get involved in that space. Because if you can mess up your priorities, you get it all out of whack and you'll burn out. So you have to put limitations on that. It is a business. It is a for-profit business. So we have to digest that during business hours. But, you know, 20, 10-minute phone calls, that adds up, right? So you're on the phone. You might have an hour phone call. You may have some emails to get back to. You might have some fires to put out or whatever is going on. But you're training or working on the trainings, coordinating that. That's more difficult than what it seemed on surface value. So,
right.
Dustin?
Yeah. No, that's all good stuff. Jason, you got anything last minute?
No, that is it.
You got
that
all your... See, we didn't bruise you up too much.
I'm not even on fire, guys.
Didn't hit you too hard, you know.
I was hoping to have a black eye or something. I'm a little let down.
Yeah. No, listen, I mean, you know.
I may be portrayed as an asshole, but I'm really not.
We do try to be very
fair, non-biased. Yeah,
very, very fair. I mean, you know, again, I mean, we want to be able to see, you know, both sides of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the good.
We want to give you the opportunity to answer our questions, but kind of like, I feel like me and Alex kind of represent people who want to ask these questions 1%. As well. I want to know.
We represent the 1% of our listeners.
so
So we got to make a t-shirt now. I don't know.
Any other way around it. I'm just going to show up to MTE with a big 1%.
1%.
Awesome. Well, we'll get you guys on as a guild and you can just be right in there. So
yeah. Go ahead, Jason. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
I just feel like we owe it to you and ourselves and our listeners for you to have this platform to answer these type of questions. You know, we joked around during the week that, oh, you're going to get some hard questions. You know, we were just teasing and everything, even though I feel like some of these questions probably haven't been asked in the past, but I feel like some of them weren't. So we wanted to ask the ones that weren't either that were on our mind and hopefully on other detailers' minds.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And what I love most about people that are genuine, that's all I ask from anybody is be genuine, be who you are. So this isn't difficult for me because I'm not putting on an act or a front or anything. You know, I feel like I'm easy to talk to. And if I don't have the answer to the question, I'll say, hey, I don't know. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know, or we're working on that. Hey, you're right. That we screwed up there. There's nothing wrong with that. Just be yourself, be genuine. And it's just, it's easy that way. You're more comfortable. You're not trying to pretend that you're more or less than you are. You're just who you are. And then you can learn to grow that way too. I mean, there's good students and bad students. And as you work up in the leadership, you learn these attributes that is learned behavior. A lot of it's not natural. But the main thing I can say to anyone else listening is just be yourself, be genuine, whether you're a jerk or the nicest guy ever. Both of them come with benefits and drawbacks, right?
Yeah.
But hey, I want a guy telling me you're being an idiot. I'll love that guy to the end of the world because I don't want my friend holding back, you know?
And that's the thing. I mean, I think some of our questions could have been hard, but
absolutely. You know, you already know that mine could have been fucking a lot worse.
Well, no, but I'm saying even the ones that we did ask could have been hard had you not already been asked some of them before, I think, because when I talked to you at SDC, some of the things that we asked you about today or on this podcast, you had already kind of told me that, you know, you got some of those questions from people. So, you know, and again, some of, you know, I think because you had already gotten them, you know, they were on our mind as well. So we feel like that's definitely something that people are thinking about. Right. So, you know, it's not like this is the first time you've ever been asked a lot of these questions. Now, had it been the first time you asked some of these questions, maybe they would have been a little bit more, you know, whoa, guys, take it easy on me. But, you know, I think you've been
practice.
Yeah.
Well, we're aware of a lot of our faults too, or difficult questions. We're already aware of them. It's not, you know, it's not a shot in the dark. So
let me tell you something real quick before you continue. I will tell you right now what separates you between the details around table and the IDA is that the fact that you kind of take accountability more than they do. I will say, and you don't have to agree with it. That's just my opinion. Because I had a personal conversation with you. And honestly, it seems like you do take more accountability.
Well, how do we ever get better?
Exactly. Well,
I appreciate you appreciating it. I'll take it as a compliment. I mean, how do you get better if you already know everything? If you can't take even correct criticism, that's how I was raised. My dad raised me. I mean, heck, I thought my dad hated me, you know, when I was a teenager, but he was always pushing me to be better. I look back on it. He was always pushing me to excel because he saw my potential and he pointed out my faults. I was like, why is my dad picking on me? And it's never been like that to me. So I love corrective criticism. Me and Mike Rhines, we're open to any kind of criticism or questions. You know, if it doesn't work or we can't implement it, it's not like we're just going to change on a whim, but we will digest any, you know, any difficult questions or any holes that are pointed out in our ship, any holes we have in our ship. So.
Awesome. Well, listen, Kirk, why don't we give you the platform right now to let everybody know how they can get a hold of you if they want some information or to become a member of or detailer of the round table. Where are they going to go again? Where's all your social medias, all that fun stuff?
Our main platform is going to be on Facebook. We just started our Instagram there. And so you can pop on there and you can see a lot of the videos and our trainings and members and comments there. I think it's great to get involved there so you can see the general consensus of what's going on. The website is very new. It's not very extravagant, but we're working with what we got. We're going to build that up over time. And that's detailersaroundtable.com. So just pop on there, and it has a brief description of what each class is and what each segment is and what those benefits are. You can reach out to myself at Kirk@detailersaroundtable.com or Mike Rines at Mike@detailersaroundtable.com. And we'll be happy to answer any questions you have. And, you know, if something's not working or if you'd like to see something done, we'll try to accommodate, be as accommodating as possible to make this process smooth. And let's grow, guys. Let's grow as an industry. I want to see everybody involved with this. It's just not about ego. It's about a passion that we all share. And let's charge each other's batteries and let's win. Let's win big.
Yeah. No, we appreciate it.
All right, coach, let's go.
Yeah. Listen, Jason's going to start sending me text messages here in a minute. If
it's his nap time. Come on, bro. Okay? Give him a
break. Yo, it's finals. It's finals week, bro. Come on, man. It's crunch
NBA
time.
NBA finals? It's NBA finals week?
No, man.
Oh, you're taking some rest.
You got this. Just big brain it. You'll be all right, man.
Yeah. Exactly. Dude, you don't see the steam coming off my head from thinking so much? Jesus.
I thought that just was normal.
No, that's just, he's actually in the bathroom. That's, I mean,
yeah,
the
background, that's why I got him back. I'm sitting on a toilet that moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a fancy toilet, you know. It probably leaks a little bit. But,
exactly. Yeah. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you coming on for doing this, man. It was great. Great talking to you at SEMA. You know, I think it's definitely whenever we can do something like this, you know, to not only, you know, kind of showcase, a brand or an organization or something like that. You know, I think it, like you said, right, it just helps grow the industry because we're able to let you get your message out. You know, hopefully, it'll help, you know, your organization grow. Maybe, you know, after this podcast airs, tomorrow, and people see,
we'll all be billionaires. So just like that.
Yeah. Well, we get more listens when it airs tomorrow. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, you know, hopefully maybe people who were interested in it or curious about it will get the information they needed out of this to maybe then, you know, pull the trigger and maybe reach out. Or again, maybe if they've got some, you know, some questions that we didn't ask, at least
ask away.
They have a way to get out, reach out to you and feel, you know, like it's welcomed or whatever. So I appreciate
this, guys. Thank you. I'm highly appreciative too. Thank you for the time and opportunity. And I welcome this. I welcome any difficult questions because it's just not all rainbows and unicorns. Okay.
Yeah.
Things are difficult. And when things get hard, I'll say, hey, it's hard right now. We're struggling. We're working on that. You know, and I welcome that. And I appreciate the platform, guys.
Yeah. No problem. All right, man. Well, listen, man, you have a great night and we'll chat with you soon.
All right. Take see you at MTE.
Yeah. In a couple months. Bye.
All right, man. So you feel like you got the answers you needed?
No, I had them beforehand because I had a personal conversation with, you know, Kirk Evans. What a wonderful guy.
Yeah, well, like, you spoiled the whole podcast then.
I didn't spoil it.
You're supposed to hold on to those, you know, make it be genuine.
Look, you know, conversations had to be had, and, you know.
No, I got you.
That's that.
I gotcha. Well, listen. I'm not going to keep Jason too much longer because it's finals night. Plus, it's past his bedtime and he's not at his own house. So
yeah, I'm not even home, so I'm tired.
A whole little shitload of stuff going on. You know, appreciate you again, buddy. Thank you for joining on. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you guys are listening and gals are listening. We appreciate, again, all the new listeners that are just finding us the first time this year. Hopefully, you guys are enjoying it. Old listeners, we appreciate you just as much. Hopefully, we haven't lost you.
Don't cause segregation, dude. Come on, man.
Not old in age, old in
listening just to us since the beginning. All our listeners, you're all one.
Yeah.
You're all one.
And hopefully we'll be able to do some big things for next year.
We got plans, baby.
Yeah. If we could only tell you.
Yeah.
So with that, thank you. Have a great day, night, weekend, whatever. I'm Alex. He's Jason. That was Kirk. We're out.